the Fed is planning to reduce its balance sheet.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
Support for Economic Pulse comes from West End Associates, offering expertise on residential rental brokerage and property management and personal investment real estate consultation. For information, 610-435-9669 or westendassociates.com.
The chair of Federal Reserve Bank just announced their plan for reducing the size of their balance sheet, as well as the likelihood that they will raise the federal funds rate in December. However, what we almost exclusively been told is about the changes in the federal funds rate. Incidentally, this is the rate that the Fed charges for overnight loans to the banks. And while it is important, it does not rank the first or even second among the Fed's arsenal of financial tools that impact the economy. One of the most effective tools at the disposal of the Fed is purchase of Treasury and nowadays even non-Treasury issued bonds, and pay for them by simply printing new money, which of course increases the supply of money in circulation. These purchases during the Great Recession and the following quantitative easing inflated the Fed's balance sheet from $800 billion to $4 trillion. Okay, how did we get here? By late 2007, at the beginning of the Great Recession, the Fed started reducing the federal funds rate. But then it fell well behind the eight ball as the commercial banks' unborrowed reserves disappeared. The Fed's most effective response at the time was to change the definition of non-borrowed reserves to minimize the size of the collapse. It was eventually by September of 2008 when the realization came that this is not just a financial crisis, but a major economic crash. From then on, the Fed was totally on board, doubling the monetary base inside of 9 months and continuing to rapidly increase it through 2010. However, since the economy did not respond as strongly as the Fed expected, it started a new program called quantitative easing. Remember that? It expanded the monetary base and the Fed's balance sheet by another 60%. Of course, the stock market was delighted, and it rose by almost 40% 2013-2014 period. The most important part of the Fed's announcement was its plan to slowly reduce its balance sheet, which basically means the unwinding of the quantitative easing. Considering how directly the QE pushed the stock prices up, one wonders what would be the effect on the stock prices when they go the opposite direction. According to one of the economic strategists, this is a journey into the unknown, and history would suggest that this will have substantial consequences given the inflated level of many global asset prices. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.